Wave Sound Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Impossible Secret of Lillian Velvet by Jacqueline Moriarty, narrated by Vivian Carter and Philip Bretherton. Part 1.
Report 1. 20 years ago, Gainsley Harbour, Kingdoms and Empires. This was the time of the Whispering Wars. Late one winter's night, Jacob and Ildi Mettlestone, fitter than their grey hair might suggest, waited at the docks. They wore overcoats, hats, and sensible shoes. Suitcases stood at their feet. Their 12 children were gathered around them. Of these, 11 were daughters, and one a son. The eldest, Isabel, was a grown woman, while the youngest, Patrick, was a child of 12. The rest were fairly evenly spaced between. It was very cold. Some stamped their feet to keep warm, others jumped up and down on the spot. "In half an hour," Jacob told the group, "your mother and I will be collected by a fishing vessel. A week from today, word will come that the vessel was intercepted by shadow mages, and that—" He cleared his throat, his gaze drifting across the harbour to the boats that bobbed and swayed in their own tethered shadows. The silence continued. "And that we were killed," Ildi finished briskly. At this, a series of gasps, snorts, giggles, and crinkled brows ran through the huddled group, and somebody began to sob. "This is necessary?" Isabel demanded. She exchanged troubled glances with the other grown-up sisters. Although she herself still resided in Gainsley, travelling frequently for work, these others had moved away, scattering across the kingdoms and empires. Their parents had summoned them home for this meeting in the midst of the Whispering Wars, so they'd known something was up. But pretending to be dead? This struck the sisters as excessively up. The younger siblings, however, still lived at home. The Whispering Wars had only faintly touched them. Sugar and chocolate could be tricky to find, and newspapers favoured big, bold headlines and exclamation marks. That was it, really. These siblings assumed their parents' announcement to be a joke, a nonsense, or, in the case of Emma, who was four.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?